Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Check the mailbox, will you, Johnny? At the time, this was a question I heard every day. We'd been having some problems, apparently. Our mail had stopped showing up about a week prior, and after about 5 days of this, my dad went down to the post office to see what was up. They told him that they weren't sure why he wasn't receiving his mail, because he was still on the route, and were pretty sure it was all being put in the mailbox. My dad was furious, as he was expecting a check in the mail that was apparently pretty important if we wanted to keep the lights on after another couple of weeks. So, every day, when I got up, he'd ask me to run out there and check the mail. Being a 12-year-old kid at the time, I guess I didn't really appreciate how serious this situation could be, because I remember being really annoyed with him. I couldn't understand why he couldn't check the mail himself. But it was on this morning I found myself quite happy I decided to make the trek. I ran outside, quickly looked in the mailbox, and was ready to sprint on back to the house to tell my dad the still disappointing news, when I just so happened to turn my head to the right. On the ground, on a pile of dead grass, just over the property line into our neighbor's yard, was a VHS tape. Curious, I walked over and picked it up. It didn't have any markings on it, no stickers or anything that would help me to guess what was on it, just some run-of-the-mill black, blank VHS tape. Huh. After my mind turned to the question of what was on the tape, I made the decision to pick it up and take it on inside. My dad was pretty upset about the mail, but I was quite happy I'd made the trip. I went into my room and shoved the tape into the player. As I pressed the play button on the remote, my thoughts were on dinner that night, as I knew my mom picked up a frozen pizza the day before that I really hoped she'd make soon. You know, usual kid concerns. Well, as the VHS tape booted up, it went to a few seconds of static, and then a shot of the inside of a factory. It was just a static shot, almost looking like B-roll footage, of the conveyor belt, as what looked like balls of dough sped by at what seemed in the blurry footage to be the speed of sound. Then, the camera cut to another part of the machinery, where it was being flattened and covered with thick red liquid. I continued watching as it became more and more obvious that I was watching the construction of a pizza. I laughed to myself at what a coincidence that was, and became even more impressed as I saw the raw pie get slid into a plastic wrap and shoved into a paper box for shipment. Looking at the logo on the box, I actually felt butterflies in my stomach at the realization that not only was it a frozen pizza, it was the exact frozen pizza, brand and everything, that my mom had bought the night before and that I was just thinking about. Now, this may seem rather trivial, but I thought this was the most interesting coincidence in the world, and ran to the living room to grab my mom and show her. But when we got back into my room and I pressed play, My excitement quickly shifted to confusion. I told her how I had just been thinking about that pizza, and as I got the tape started, I couldn't wait to see the look on her face. I figured she'd be pretty impressed with me. But as it began, the screen displayed pure static. I let it play a while longer, and still the same. I made sure I rewound the tape properly, and I did. I fast-forwarded a bit, and still, just the exact same thing. Pure white and black static. My mom was just like, "Oh, that's nice, dear," or, you know, something like that, and went back to the living room while I tinkered with the remote. What's wrong with this thing? I wondered aloud, and then hit play for the 20th time in 3 minutes. And that's when the static disappeared. In its place, I found myself staring at a chalkboard, like the kind you'd find in a classroom. It was a static shot, the board taking up the entirety of the frame. Nothing was happening, and then an arm extended from the right side of the screen with a piece of white chalk in their hand, and drew, very slowly, a large question mark against the deep green chalkboard. The arm then retreated, and the camera stayed steady. I let it roll, and the shot stayed on the chalkboard that now displayed a large white question mark for about 15 minutes before I got tired of this and decided to fast forward. I hit the button, and the film began to speed forward. But it might as well have been a photograph, because nothing changed. I let it roll until the end of the tape. That was it. I was quite confused, to say the least. But to tell you the truth, I was actually a little more bored than confused. So I decided to just switch the tape for my copy of Toy Story 2 and call it a day on that endeavor. The rest of the night was filled with Buzz Lightyear, Woody, and then a good hour of video games before my mom told me it was time to eat. And wouldn't you know it, as I sat down at the table, my mom was just pulling a freshly baked frozen pepperoni pizza straight from the oven. I ate and enjoyed. Now, fast forward to the next morning. I hear that same question again as soon as I leave my room, not even giving me enough time to use the restroom. "Hey, check the mail real quick, will ya?" So, that's what I did. I walked out. Nothing was in there once again, and walked straight back in. At this point, it was becoming a regular routine. I was finally able to use the John and went back to my room. For some reason, the mail not showing up was sticking in my mind today. It was pretty weird. If the post office was telling the truth, and I don't know why they wouldn't, then I really couldn't imagine where the mail was going. How would our mail keep going missing like that? It really didn't make any sense. The thoughts swirled around in my mind as I decided to check out that blank tape once again, just to see what would show up this time. I figured it'd probably be static, or one of the two things I'd seen yesterday. But, as the tape began to roll, a swarming horde of butterflies attacked my gut. Not even a moment of static before the footage cut to a shot of a neighborhood, wide enough to capture two houses and their front yard. It took less than 5 seconds of staring at the screen to realize what it was I was looking at. It was our house and the neighbors to our left or right, if you're looking from the street. It was a static shot again, just like the chalkboard scene, but I could tell it wasn't just an image by the way the trees swayed in the background. What was this? I struggled not to hold my breath as I continued watching. It was like this camera was set up on the street or something. Then, after about a minute, maybe, of this, the Postal Service van rolled on up, and though it blocked most of my view, I could tell it was putting something into our mailbox. And after another moment, the van rolled forward a little and did the same to our neighbors. Then, it drove off, out of frame. This is where things got really bizarre. As I continued watching, and I know this is going to be really hard to visualize, so I'll do my best to describe it, but something really wrong happened. So there was a tree near the property line between our house and the neighbors. A really skinny one. You know, probably only a decade or less old. Well, this man peeked out from behind it. Like, you know, in one of those old cartoons or something, where Bugs Bunny leans out from behind a tiny little pole, like he could somehow fit behind it to begin with. It was like that. This fairly large human figure leaning out, looking directly towards the camera. The rest of his body, impossibly still, hidden behind the tree. However, to be fair, I only assume he was looking at the camera, because I couldn't see his eyes. In fact, I couldn't really make out any features whatsoever. Despite being in the bright morning sun, this figure was like a black hole, like he was composed of antimatter or something, as he appeared just like a large black shadow of a human figure. After a few moments of him halfway leaning out from behind the tree, he emerged fully and began floating towards our mailbox. Now, I say floating, not because he was off the ground, but because he wasn't bobbing up and down or swaying slightly, like if he was walking. He just slowly and smoothly glided over to our mailbox. He didn't move a muscle, but the mailbox hatch popped open, seemingly of its own accord, and the letters inside seemed to levitate out and be absorbed into where the man's chest should be. Then, the black creature floated back on over to the tree and seemed to disappear behind the skinny branch of an organism. A few more moments passed before the tape turned to static. I was absolutely flabbergasted at what I had just seen, and I felt scared out of my wits. What in the world had I just witnessed, and how was this possible? For the first time, the full weight of the oddity of this tape fell down around me. I should have known something was weird about that tape. But then, my mind swerved to the content of the tape. The content it had just chosen to show me. That was probably a little more important right now. Now, I knew I couldn't just come out and tell my dad what I'd just seen, and I didn't know how to ensure he'd be able to see what I just saw, given the, you know, the pizza footage fiasco last night. So, I just decided to try to convince him that someone was stealing our mail. And I decided to do this with a little white lie. It's a white lie because it really is true. Well, sort of. Here's what I did. I told him that that morning, I looked out of my bedroom window before coming out and saw some guy coming up to our mailbox in a black hoodie and steal our mail. My dad was like, "What?" and asked me why I didn't say anything. I made up some bad excuse about how I thought it was a dream at first because I was so tired and had just woken up when I saw it, but now I'm sure it actually happened. In hindsight, I kinda can't believe he bought it. But after a minute, he did. So we went back down to the post office, and he told them about it and told them to start holding his mail, and that he'd just come by every other day to pick it up. They obliged. All of this happened probably about 15 years ago now. I hadn't thought about it in a few years, but my dad just recently brought it up again, asking me if I remembered that crazy psycho who was stealing our mail years ago. "Oh, yeah," I told him. "I remember that psycho. I wish I didn't, but I certainly remember." After the morning my dad told the post office to hold all of our mail, I never had the guts to pop that VHS in again. I was way too scared. I was probably thinking about it a bit too much, and, you know, growing up in an evangelical household, I came to the conclusion that the tape was probably demon-possessed or something. And I became convinced the only safe thing to do would be to destroy it. That weekend, when my parents went out of the house, I started a bonfire in the backyard. I filled it with cardboard and boxes and wood scrap. After it got going, I threw the tape into the flames. It let off one of the oddest sounds I'd ever heard in my life. It wasn't a scream, but it was similar. A high-pitched and undulating, grating tone. It went on for minutes, before suddenly coming to a silent. The flames raged on for another hour or two, before it put itself out. These days, I kind of wish I kept the thing, just to experiment with more and see if I could get a better understanding of what exactly was going on there. But, as is always the case in these situations, you just gotta say, oh well, the past is the past. And, in this circumstance, it might be better the past stays in the past, anyways. thank you all for listening to tonight's episode of Clancy Pasta. I really hope you enjoyed. If you did, I'd appreciate it if you would give the video a like, subscribe, or follow for more, and comment down below, tell me what you thought of it. Huge thanks to all of my patrons over at patreon.com/clancypasta and my YouTube members. Man, I'm pretty tired, so I'm gonna head off. I hope you all have a great night, and I will see you all very soon. Cheers.